to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the very hardworking, the very lovely, the very talented Christy Lundby-Hill. How are you, Christy?
I'm good, Dan. How are you doing?
Well, you know, every morning at my age, you get up and you can draw a breath and you're able to move around. That's a good day.
It's a good day, yeah.
Isn't that funny how as you age, your priorities change quite a bit?
They do. I know.
You know, it used to be, hey, I'm supposed to wake up. I'm supposed to do this. I'm going to do that. And now it's like, well, another day. Thank you, God.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway.
Doing good.
Well, how's the world of real estate?
It's doing pretty good. I mean, we had like a spurt of business for a little bit, and then it's kind of doing its normal semi-slow but still moving steady type of pace, and then we get through, and then all of a sudden, boom, January, February hit. So that's just how it goes.
Boy, time goes marching on, and it is fast, isn't it?
I know.
We're talking November already.
I know. I was just thinking I got to order my turkey.
That's right. Yeah, stuff is right around the corner, isn't it?
I know.
Because this is a Thursday, 1, 2, 3 weeks from today.
Yeah, got to figure that out. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't, the older you get, the faster it goes. I don't know why that is.
I know.
You know, is it maybe that age, you have a different perception of time and it keeps changing? I don't know.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yep, we're all headed for the same ending, so.
Yep.
What the heck. Well, do you have any new listings?
Well, we've got three of them out there right now. We got a really nice five-bedroom home at 1498 Hillside Street for $375.
A five-bedroom home for $375?
Yeah. It's a nice split level with three bedrooms up and two down.
That is
fenced yard.
Sweet price.
It's a nice home. They put in nice Cambria quartz countertops in the kitchen and redid that with a nice backsplash and newer flooring. It's a really nice house. And then we've got a condo on 930 Lynn Way for $150,000.
Okay. And what is that, a two-bedroom?
Two-bedroom. Nice home. I mean,
it's better than renting.
It's cheaper than rent.
Yes,
I mean, your payment on that is less than rent, and you can get in with some first-time home buyer programs for like $1,000. So,
are you kidding?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's
building equity.
I know. I just people are paying such high rent, and I'm like, what? Own a condo. I mean, it's better than nothing.
Uh-huh.
At least you own something.
Yep.
And then we've got, like a 1.5-story in St. Paul Park. For $289.9.
I used to like those 1.5 stories.
Yeah,
I like
they're
that
cute.
Up in the it's kind of like you're living in the attic, but it really isn't the
attic. Yeah, and the upstairs is like one huge bedroom. Like you could have that as the master, and then you could have two bedrooms on the main. It's just a cute little house.
Yep.
Nice big two-car garage. Off the alley. You know, I love the alleys. They're so cute and so quaint.
Yeah, why did they get away with that?
Or I don't know.
Stop that.
I don't know. I suppose it took up more land, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, to have to put a driveway in the middle between the houses kind of takes up some of what could be yard space, I suppose.
Yeah, because, I never thought of that. Why did they get away from those? Alleys were neat.
Yeah, they're kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we got those three right now. We got more coming after the first of the year. A lot of people are, waiting until January, February, March, if you don't have to sell right now. But, there's some good deals out there right now.
Okay. Because we are, I hate to say it, but we are into the holiday season, aren't we?
We are. And, so it's that joyous time.
Mm-hmm. But I think it was you that said to me, or your mother, one of the two, said that don't let that stop you, though, from looking at homes, because there's nothing more homey than going into a house and having the smells of the season.
Oh, yeah.
And I always said it hit me, years. It was either you or your mother.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that is neat, though.
Well, it actually, it slows down a little bit, but the people selling are, sometimes they take them off over you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and try the spring market and start it back over. But then if everybody does that, there's no houses and there's buyers at all times. Mm-hmm. So even if there's less competition, they're still selling all year round. Mm-hmm. So it's not a bad time when your house shows the best when it does at Christmas, when you got your tree up and the smells and all the stuff.
And is this a true statement then to say that if you start looking now and you buy even in the next couple of the weeks, you aren't going to close or get into it till after the first of the year anyway?
You could close in 3 weeks.
Could you?
You could get in definitely before Christmas if you wanted to.
Okay.
Or you could put it to the next year, which either way, you can do. Okay. We've had some, quite a few that just sold that are closing here in November, like 2-3 weeks later. So
they're moving a lot faster than the, you know, when you sold us ours about 10 years ago.
Yeah. so that's, it depends. I mean, if they're empty, they can move faster. And sometimes buyers want to get in, you know.
Okay, yeah.
We actually next week have quite a few closings right before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Good
for you.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, our topic of the week, buyer expectations in this market. I would imagine they're different than what they were a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you know, it is what I'm finding is back when like COVID was happening and every seller could just put their house on the market and not do anything, and buyers were just so desperate they're buying every house. Sellers have to do a little more work right now.
Okay.
They got to get their house looking its best because buyers have become much pickier.
Mm-hmm.
And they can. So there's choices out there for them. Houses are sitting there a bit, and so they're picky. So you still do see some really nice houses that come on. And I just had one, multiple offers. We had a couple offers, both well over list price, you know. So, and that was, if that's going to happen, it's usually in the first week. And so we had a house that people were like, ooh, I want that. And you know, and they had redone the kitchen and the bathroom and they had put new carpet in and they'd painted and then we staged it. And so it looked really nice. And so because of those things, when you do the things to make it attractive, you know, sometimes they still are getting multiple offers. And then you see some that are sitting there. And it's not that there's anything particularly wrong with the homes. It's that buyers are just really picky. So if it doesn't have a standout feature, or if it needs this or that, sometimes the buyers are like, meh, I'll wait for another one.
Do you think that, and I'm not, you know, I'm not belittling anybody, but, or any show or anything, but with all the cable networks we have now, you know, hundreds and hundreds of channels and all those home improvement shows or stuff, do you think that's had some sort of an effect on this too?
Yes, there's the, I call it the HGTV effect.
That's what I was looking for. Yep.
And yes, buyers have higher expectations of what they want. They want to be able to move in, not have to do a bunch of work, especially if they're paying top dollar. And honestly, I feel like the prices aren't even the big factors. I mean, you can drop a house $10,000 and the buyer could give a crap. If it's updated, they're willing to pay more money for an updated house.
So that's worked both ways at HGTV then.
Yes.
Okay.
The other thing is, think about it, when people were buying 10 years ago or even 4 years ago and the rates were 3-3.5%, you know, your payment was $2,000 on a house. That's $300,000, let's just say. Now your payment is almost, you know, let's just say it's almost $3,000. You know, or $2,700 or something. So they're like, if I'm going to pay that, why should I pay that for a house I got to put a bunch of money into? I'll wait for the right one. So if they're paying more, they're going to be pickier. So that means the sellers have to do those things. And it doesn't mean that if a house needs work, you can't sell it. It's that you got to price it quite a bit under.
Okay.
I mean, because it's got to be a good deal for them to do the work.
Okay.
It's got to be a really good deal. So that's the big thing. I'm finding there's probably always a niche for buyers who want to fix up a house, but they got to get it at one heck of a deal for them to do that work. Because you can't just go, oh, it's going to cost $15,000 to update this and that, so I'm going to price it $15,000 less. No, it's going to be $30,000 less. You know?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Because they're not going to want to just get it for the less amount and have to put that exact amount into it. If they're going through the work and the headache to do it, they need to have some more incentive to do that.
Make it worth my while.
Yes, that's kind of the, you know, it's like the prettiest house wins. And I hate to say that, but that's kind of, and condition of the house gives confidence to the buyers. Condition also, I mean, like that's one of the reasons, you know, we make sure all our houses are staged and clean and looking their best when they go on the market so that they sell and possibly get more money. Because if they're not and you just put it on, I mean, some realtors go, I swear they just take their phone and snap a few pictures and don't tell them to move the crap that's on the bed where they got a box or some bunch of laundry and they'll take a picture. And I'm like, what
Nobody
are you
wants
doing?
To see that.
Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, have them move a few things around so you can get some decent pictures at least. You know, so it's preparing the house to make it look its best. Even if it's not updated, clean and neat goes a long way compared to a house where you walk in and it has smells and things or dirtiness. That's just not what buyers want. They have an icky feeling then, and it's all about feeling, I hate to say. But
no, you're right.
Yeah.
You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, our realtor today, Christy Lundby Hill from the Lundby Hill Group. Christy, if folks want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676. You can go to the Edina Realty website and look up offices or people, and you'll find our team. And find all our phone numbers, emails, websites, all that kind of stuff on there also.
Or if you want, you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121. Buyer expectations in this market. What are some of the other expectations?
You know, doing small things for sellers, a $200 paint job of paint will probably increase your value $2,000.
Holy schmolies. That's big money. Yeah.
I mean, they think, oh, well, somebody will want to. I hear this a lot from sellers.
They don't like the color.
Well, they won't like the, you know, they might not like what I pick out. Well, okay, that's just
neutral.
A cop out because you don't want to do it.
A neutral. Have you heard
of neutral
that. Colors?
Yes. I mean, we go all the time and can help you pick out paint colors and carpet, but you know, you spend $5,000 and it will probably bring you back 20 to 25. I mean, sometimes with paint and carpet.
Well, and that's why it's so important to talk with your realtor, put your faith in them, and whether you agree with them or not, do it.
Yeah.
Because you've sold a couple houses for us and we've bought in homes from you. And you and your mother always told us what to do, and whether and I'd always think, well, I don't know why, but they're the experts, and I'm going to do it. And it was successful in all of the transitions we had with you, or transactions.
Yeah, it's hard, and each situation is different. You know, if I'm going into an estate home, and it's a family, and you got a lot of siblings, and they're not going to agree upon doing work, and they just want to sell it is, that's one thing. You know, but if you're selling your existing home and you know it needs some new flooring or it needs carpet and it's just a pain to do, you know, if you're willing to take the big hit, you can take the big hit. But if you just did a few things, we have contractors. I got a list of contractors for different projects and handymen to do little things. And the people that listen to my advice are usually pretty happy that they did because, you know, they get a lot more money for their house. So it can make a big difference, but each situation in each house is different.
Right. Individual. You bet. Okay. You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our guest today, our host rather, is Christy Lundby with the Lundby Hill Group. Buyers' expectations in this market. Does neighborhoods have a lot to play with it too, or play into it? Or
you know, I will say somewhat. I think not as much as it used to.
I was going to say
decades ago, you know, it was like if you were from Hastings, you were like, oh, I want to live in this area or whatever, there's so many buyers that are going from area to area, city to city, looking for the best deal.
Okay.
And so there are not as much caring if it's on this side of town or that side of town. It's does the house have what I need? So I don't feel like that has as much draw as it used to. But yeah, there's just so many factors, you know, if they're looking for country, if they're looking for a townhome, if they're looking for, you know, it's just, wow, it's crazy what all is out there. I can't even tell you all the different things that are going on with buyers. It's a different market, and sellers need to really be up on what's going on. Okay. Sometimes when I'm working with sellers and we're listing their house, I will set up a search for them to search for houses similar to theirs while theirs is on the market, so that they can see what else they're up against. Because some sellers, you know, want to try higher because, well, so-and-so had this. Well, it was years ago or whatever. You know, different situations, different houses. They're comparing a Rambler to a two-story.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
totally different.
You know, and it's like they just see something in the neighborhood and it sticks in their head or something. Or, yeah, it's wallpaper's out, dark colors are out. You know, as neutral as possible.
Did shag carpeting go out?
It is a little bit, you know.
I was going to say, do they even make that anymore? I mean, remember in the 70s and 80s, that was just everything?
I remember red carpet in our old
house. Red shag carpeting was the thing. Boy. Yes, yes.
I just saw some in a house recently, and I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. That reminds me of the old days.
That's one thing that isn't coming back, is it?
No, I don't think it is. Oh, boy. I'll tell you, my previous house, when I actually did an open house on it when we had it listed, and it was so dated. It had like green carpet. In the bathroom, it had fuzzy wallpaper up and onto the ceiling with plastic pink and gray tile and metal-edged countertops and a pink toilet sink and tub. And people just came in and were like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe they want this much with all this work it needs. But I sat there looking at it going, boy, this has a lot of potential. And I could see past things.
Yeah.
And I ended up buying it and then, you know, did a ton of work to it, but it really was very simple little things.
It is.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? So not necessarily, the saying doesn't necessarily apply to real estate that what's old is new.
Yeah.
Not especially a lot of that stuff. Everybody had red shag carpeting.
And I remember having a rake. My mom would say, get out the rake and rake the carpet. We had rakes for inside because this must have been in the 70s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, it is.
Oh, I just aged myself, yeah.
Oh, that is funny, though. Well, you were just young then. So.
Yeah, but still.
You know,
that's
what
funny.
Can you say?
I can remember that.
One final time, how can folks get a hold of you?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676, or you can email Christy Hill at edinarealty.com. Christy is Christy Hill.
It's been fun, Christy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor, Christy Lundby Hill. If you'd like to get a hold of Christy, her cell phone, 216-4676, or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty Office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Christie or the Lundby Hill team, rather. This is KDWA Hastings.